Hello and welcome to this special mini release en anglais. Hello, Chris O'Brien.
Hello, Descritch. Today, let's talk about connectivity. When computers appeared in labs and companies in the 60s, we usually had a central server, a big mainframe taking control of dozens of dumb terminals. We had a hierarchical system.
When personal computers appeared in the 70s, they functioned as standalone devices, but there was one big problem: how to exchange data between them.
You mean, besides bringing diskettes to the post office and mailing them?
Oh, yeah.
Fortunately, modems connected to phone lines appeared to let us link our family computers to new networks and other PCs. Starting from BBS bulletin board systems, service providers such as AOL or CompuServe started to be interconnected, and then later, dun-dun, the internet.
Today, we don't even think about it. Computers and smartphones are built to access the internet even without wires. Access is everywhere. Let's break for an ad. He's a web designer. Underpaid. Understaffed. Under pressure. Under time.
Scream if you know what I did last time. Internet was down.
Ah! Now inserters.
Today, most applications need to chat with their server to work, from web pages to native programs.
We have powerful smartphones, tablets, and laptops, but most programs and apps don't work without an internet connection. So, are we gone for secure and rigorous back to dumb terminals?
It was CPU,
released en français on Thursday at cpu.pm.